Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is a podcast for you.
And welcome back to the podcast, Crazy Shit in Real Estate. This is Lee Brown. And this is the place you come to find out what real estate looks like when you are not watching HGTV. Today, we are joined by actual consumers who have lived through their own version of real estate craziness. This is Clark and Elizabeth Kovacs from Huntersville, North Carolina. Clark and Elizabeth, tell everybody, hey.
Hello.
Hi.
So here's the ground rules before you tell your story. I am a delicate flower, so there are no F-bombs or GDs, but anything else goes. And please don't use actual names or addresses, although you did give me permission to use yours, so that if there's a guilty party involved, only they can identify themselves.
Okay.
So with that being said, y'all tell us what you lived through in dealing with real estate.
So I guess we've purchased one house in our 15-year marriage, and the house that we bought, we were actually supposed to buy, or we had gotten the contract all set up, and then we realized that the seller was actually asking us to do it a month earlier because of their closing on their new house. And so that didn't really work out for us initially because I was supposed to be out of the country in Australia for that entire month. So we ended up just getting all the paperwork done with the lawyers so that Elizabeth could do all the signatures in triplicate with my power of attorney and all that good stuff. And so about
so you're, 2 weeks, you're still paying her back for that, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Oh, it gets better.
Yeah. So about 2 weeks before the closing, this is in 2003, we had a fairly big ice storm in the Charlotte area. And we ended up, I was at work and I get this phone call and Elizabeth had broken her leg.
Oh,
I thought it was smart to walk to Harris Teeter rather than drive because I'm from Florida and I don't know how to drive in the ice. So I thought I'll walk there.
And you were being so safe.
Yes. And So
here we are 2 weeks. I'm supposed to leave the country. We're supposed to close on this house with her kind of all up in a cast and everything. So we ended up getting everything all squared away where she could do all that. And so that was part one, I guess, of the issue.
I have to tell you the nice thing. So I was in the emergency room and they were putting, the splint on my leg. And Clark came to see me in the emergency room and said, if you want me to call off this trip to Australia, which was for work, but he was going to be gone a whole month. He said, if you want me to call it off, I will. And I said, no, absolutely not. If I make you cancel this trip to Australia, I think you'll regret it for the rest of your life. I really want you to go and have this experience. But I thought it was very sweet that he had offered, not to go.
Mm-mm, so absolutely.
Do you want me to pick up the story from here?
Sure.
Okay. So he's gone and we relied a lot on the kindness of friends, mostly from church, to help me get the boxes moved and into our house.
So I was in Australia, which is like 14 hours ahead, and I'd gone out to dinner Friday night, which was basically Friday morning their time, and I came back and I was like, I'll wish her good luck for the closing. Well, they had already switched over the phone line to the seller, so I ended up calling their house at like 5 a.m. with after my having been out late to dinner and having probably a bottle of wine or two, and so I said, is Elizabeth there? I couldn't understand why she wasn't picking up the phone or who this person was that picked up the phone. And it was a seller. So we woke him up at 5 a.m. before the closing.
Well, they did make y'all move it up by a month. So sounds fair.
It's their fault. You're right. I've never thought of it that way, Lee. That's awesome.
He's in Australia. We're getting the boxes all moved over. Had a really lovely real estate agent based down in Charlotte. And I knew her from the Junior League. And so she was my buyer's agent. She was a great deal of help to me. I'm from Florida. And, I asked her, okay, so I need to get the electricity moved over. I need to get the phone moved over. I need to get the cable turned on. What else do I need? This is in the days really before Wi-Fi. It was like, what else do I need to do? She's like, that sounds good. And I think this was my first time buying a house. And I think this was her first time like selling, being a buyer's agent.
Okay.
And so I just went over my list of the things I did. I think it was phone, cable, and electricity. Again, I'm from Florida, so the idea of heat did not cross my mind at all. And this was our first house.
Yeah.
So the things that you would ordinarily have turned on for you to buy an apartment complex did not cross my mind.
What else do you need in February, Lee?
You might need some gas.
Gas
and furnaces are gas. And did you need any water?
Yeah.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
So I call from, again, Australia. I'm out doing something that weekend. I called and said, hey, how's it going? She's like, Elizabeth asked me, so what you think we called her, got everything set up? She's obviously being mildly sarcastic. I said, I think so. And she said, do you remember if we ever called the gas? And I said, no, I didn't even think about that. Is that a problem? And she said, well, it's, you know, Ice Storm Part 2 had come through at that point. My mom and a friend of hers had actually, she said they were all bundled up in the same bed under a blanket. In summertime in Australia, I'm just kind of biting my lip. I thought, I'm not going to explain that I'm wearing shorts and everything at this point. Hey, did we ever call the water? Probably not. If we didn't call the gas, probably didn't call the water. So yeah, we didn't call the water. And so, again, I'm just, boy, that's awful. And I'm sitting there thinking, not going to tell her it's summer in Australia. Not going to remind her of that fact.
It was, and our real estate agent felt terrible about it. She was apologetic. She's, oh, I didn't know. You know, I'll learn from this. I'll make a checklist and tell people what they need to do. But, you know, we were all in our 20s when this happened. We've been in our house for 13 years. So I think I was like 28 and our real estate agent was like 25. I mean, I think this was all just a bunch of naivete as we were doing this. And
so that's where you say, thank heavens we didn't have babies in the house, right?
Yeah.
So the best news is it's also the day that we closed the weekend before President's Day.
Oh.
None of these offices are open on Monday to get everything turned on. So one would not be till Tuesday to get all the stuff ready. I said, is there somewhere or anywhere else you can go? And she said, yeah, we're fine. We've got friends. We've got people that we can stay with. The old apartment that we were in still had everything turned on, so they could go shower and everything. But I think a space heater was purchased, and then I think you ended up
yeah, store afterwards. Yeah, I did.
Just
I
for
forgot
the weekend.
About that. Anyway, it was definitely something we learned from. And then he came back from Australia, and I had gotten everything settled in. You know, and by the way, I didn't mention that my leg that was broken, it was the right leg, so I couldn't drive. I had to have other people drive me. And so I get the house all settled, you know, set up as best I can. And he comes back from Australia after being gone for a month. And he was like, huh, you put this piece of furniture over there. What would you think about it over there? And I said, oh, no. No, you were gone. I set the house up. You know, we'll talk about that later. So
in like 10 years.
Yes.
Yeah, I finally got the chair moved where I wanted. I just kept my mouth shut.
So, yeah. So that was our experience, you know, and it was just, I think it's just, it was a first time learner's experience on all sides. So, but it was an interesting story. And I definitely learned the people who helped me move into the house back in 2003 are still our friends to this day. And, you know, we have wonderful neighbors. Our realtor who was in Charlotte has since moved to Nashville and is a very successful interior designer. So that was a good career transition for her.
And we heard that the people that we bought the house from ended up getting a real estate license. And so now I guess we treated them so poorly that they decided, let's figure out how to do this on our own. But we won't use names, right?
Anyway, so yeah, that's our story.
So the good thing about your story, though, is that your agent saw a place to improve instead of getting defensive, and that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
And you solidified your community because you might not have had so many good relationships if you hadn't learned how to ask people for help. And if your leg weren't broken, something tells me that you might not have asked for that much help, Miss Elizabeth, because you're kind of independent and smart. So you were forced to build a community, and that's good.
Yeah. That's right. Oh, we've never looked at this as a port. It's just one of those stories. It's like, oh, we got to tell. Someone will ask about our closing or how long we've been in the house. Like, oh, let me tell you the story.
Let me tell you why we're never leaving.
That's right. And now
you couldn't have predicted any of those things, even if it were your 18th house. So it's not that you were that naive. You were just in the wildness of real estate where nothing is predictable or controllable.
Oh, it's definitely the perfect storm of all those things happening with one transaction. So yeah, we would definitely, you know, next house, if there's a next house, like you said, we'll kind of know going in a lot more what could go wrong.
And Elizabeth's going to go out of town, just so you know, because she's going to make you sign all those papers as power of attorney, because that's not fun.
Well, I understand. Yep.
Oh, well, I'm glad you guys are still in the same house with your good neighbors. So thank you for coming onto the podcast and sharing your story. So if you are a realtor who's listening to this podcast, or a broker or a vendor, you need to remember that your clients may not always have all the details in place. So help them out. Admit when you're wrong and get better. And if you've got a crazy story of your own to share, please send me a message so we can help people know how real estate can be better through sharing our own experiences. And if you're a consumer who's listening to this and you want to top Clark and Elizabeth with your crazy story, give me a shout, because we want real estate to get better as an industry, and we get better when we look at the good, bad, and ugly of it and improve from there. So subscribe to the podcast for more episodes. Clark and Elizabeth, keep enjoying that house in Huntersville, and we'll talk to you very soon.
Thanks, Lee.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Crazy Shit in Real Estate podcast. If you liked what you heard, please visit crazyshitinrealestate.com, where you can access the full show notes for this episode, additional content produced exclusively for listeners, and much, much more.